PFT Media.
Welcome to Orlando Opinions with editor of the Daily City, Mark Baratelli.
Thank you so much for joining us once again. Let's get into this week's top headlines. We told you November 2017 that the former Whole Foods within the 9.6-acre Winter Park Corner Shopping Center at 1903 Aloma Avenue was going to be demolished and replaced by a new 30,000-square-foot grocery store called Sprouts Grocery. Video and photos of the building mid-demolition, as well as plans for the new Sprouts, can be found on thedailycity.com. The company that owns the entire shopping center, Weingarten Neustadt, will also be doing the following to the rest of the shopping center: adding 12,000 square feet of new retail space to fill in the current gap between the two buildings, removing Bank of America's drive-through lanes for 10 parking spots and 1,500 square feet, and constructing a remote ATM site along Aloma Avenue frontage. You know I am always for anything to combat, do battle with, take down, remove, destroy, or otherwise compete with vile, vulgar, decrepit, salacious, tedious, overpriced, Chick-fil-A employee-trained employee-hiring Publix. So welcome to Orlando, Sprouts Market. Let me know if I can do anything to help you in your journey towards grocery store success in this market flooded with Publix, Publix, and nothing but Publix, the chain that has more cash and stock on hand than Walmart. Walmart. The city's municipal planning board recommends approval of the zoning amendment request for Beltway Commerce Center. The zoning will allow up to 500 single-family detached and townhome residential units, establish design standards, and address a new industrial warehouse project. The Beltway Commerce Center is a 514-acre mixed-use plan development located in southeast Orlando, both east and west of the Central Florida Greenway and north and south of Lee Vista Boulevard. The site is partially developed with warehouse uses, but the majority of the property is vacant. I included this story because the Daily City is so focused on residential and commercial and restaurants and fun developments that do get us a lot of clicks that we rarely pay any attention at all to what's going on in the background, the less glamorous stuff. Our city is more than taco shops and hipster bars. Boring as the other stuff may be, it is growth, and we all should be reminded of it. And speaking of glamorous stuff, the Daily City got a first look at the interior of the brick-and-mortar location of the popular food truck Bem Bomb at 3101 Corinne Drive within the popular Audubon Park Garden District. The building is a former bank. Photos of the interior mid-construction are up on the blog. Bem Bomb plans to create 5 new full-time jobs at the restaurant. Total capital investment for this project is approximately $260,000, according to documents filed with the city. The renovation project consisted of a complete interior renovation, including painting, plumbing, electrical, HVAC system, kitchen equipment, and a 600-square-foot outdoor patio. Bem Bomb is anticipating a mid-February opening. I got a chance to walk through the joint myself, and what I saw was a cozy, charming little spot that is half kitchen and bar and half seating area. It will be an extremely tight fit for guests from what I could see, but intimate dinners within proximity of other like-minded folks will be something the area will welcome. Plus, it has an outdoor area with seating and a smoking area around the corner that'll feature antique rustic furniture. The visuals I see communicate that someone is passionate behind the scenes about not only the food, but the experience. A couple named Benjamin and Desiree Hilgers are going to abandon an unnamed 1884.07-acre, 227-foot-long, 14-foot-wide, never-constructed, never-used back alley. The 1884 alley plat is in the Lake Cherokee neighborhood adjacent to 2 single-family homes and a condominium between Delaney and Lake Avenues. Abandoned back alley that never was. Come on, that's cool! The reason for the abandonment is to clean up the property lines between the buildings. The southern portion will belong to 325 Agnes Street. The northern portion will belong to 337 Agnes Street. The residential condominium will not receive any portion of the alley. Wow, screw them, right? What'd they ever do to you, Benjamin and Desiree? Just kidding, they're not responsible for the plat, just for destroying it. And finally, our big story of the week. The Orlando Economic Partnership is not releasing the economic incentive portion of the proposal it submitted to Amazon to nab the second North American headquarters known as HQ2. It also won't release the economic incentive information from Duke Energy. OEP says Duke Energy is, quote, an active player in the ongoing competitive project. And the partnership cites Section 288.075 of Florida statutes as the reason for not sharing the general economic incentive portion of the proposal. The portion of Section 288.05 that pertains to this issue is as follows. If a private corporation, partnership, or person requests in writing before an economic incentive agreement is signed that an economic development agency maintain the confidentiality of information concerning plans, intentions, or interests of such private corporation, partnership, or person to locate, relocate, or expand any of its business activities in this state, the information is to be held confidential for 12 months. That does not state the confidentiality of city, state, or Orlando Economic Partnership will be protected. Just information about and from the company. So the Daily City has asked the city and the Orlando Economic Partnership to send us proof that Amazon sent in a, quote, request in writing asking for confidentiality. The city responded to our request with a request in writing from Braden Cross, Vice President of Amazon Corporate LLC. This letter indeed requests in writing for confidentiality of Amazon's information, not that of Orlando Economic Partnerships or the city's. The Orlando Economic Partnership also shared 142 pages of, quote, in-depth content on regional assets with projections on population and talent growth, end quote. But this pales in comparison to the importance of locals learning how far the partnership, state, and city are willing to go to sell us out. We really, really need to know those numbers, and the Daily City is going to do our damnedest to find it out. Read the unimportant sales pitches on the following areas on thedailycity.com. Regional in general, downtown Orlando, an urban infill in the heart of downtown and Creative Village, Lake Nona and Sunbridge, a 100-plus acre site, Neo City, 100-plus buildable acres, and Tupperware, 120 acres at Osceola Corporate Center. And finally, if you enjoyed this week's show, would you consider going to Apple Podcasts and leaving your rating and a review? It will greatly help our show get more listeners and grow faster. Thank you for listening once again to Orlando Opinions. You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter at The Daily City or go to thedailycity.com. That's where you can also get dates and times of our famous Food Truck Bazaar special events. They bring together the very best food trucks in Orlando and help grow the Central Florida food truck scene. And remember, Orlando is wonderful.
A PFT Media production.